Carrie's couch. Carrie's
couch. Paul Ossa, how it looks in your pictures like a remarkable amount of men there. How many girls do you have?
One.
Where's the girl in the 11?
She's number two.
Good grief. So you had a little boy, a little girl, and then you've just gone 9 boys after that.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, good luck to you then. And then, so tell me, Pearl, before we get to where we can find you, is the shop closed? Mm-hmm. Or could we be hearing about number 12, 13, 14? Pearl. Where do we stop?
Pearl, you know that I never opened the shop.
Okay. The shop was open for you by the Lord.
I cannot determine. My sincere plea is, if there's going to be any more, let it stop at 12. Because I kept saying, I'll have more than Gogo. I'll have more than Gogo. And I'm sure Gogo was just looking at me and thinking, Wena? You got no idea. So since I spoke myself into my destiny, obviously unknown to me, I would like to stop just one more than Gogo and then that. But if I'm done now, I'm satisfied. I'm content and I'm blessed.
And before I let you go, to all the dads that are listening, and I mean, you just speak so highly of your husband and what an incredible dad he is. And you know, I think sometimes dads get quite a bad rap, not always, but everyone, you know, you think about the moms more, even just Father's Day is always kind of put on the side compared to Mom's Day and what that gets. Mm-hmm. From a mom who has such a supportive and fantastic dad, would you love to give a message, a happy Father's Day message to your hubby and maybe to also the other men who are just such great dads for this Father's Day on Sunday?
I would find it an absolute pleasure and privilege. Thank you. You know, I grew up without my dad really being in the mix, but God fathered me directly by himself. And then he handed me over to this man. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And fathers, please understand that you are the root and the identity that your children are going to forge going forward. Oh. We go far and we go high simply because of the roots that we have. That we know no matter how hard we fall, there's always home to come back to and rest on, you know. And these children don't have that. My husband and all those good fathers out there have been that base, that foundation for your children. And what you're trying to do and what you're trying to prove, I know the world hits you. I know they punch you. And I know that home ought to be that haven that you come back to. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but your reward is coming. We love and appreciate you. Keep being and doing what you do because you make us possible. Wow. Love you much.
I'm quite surprised and still amazed that you can still do so much. I know that you have penned a book recently and you do some inspirational speaking or some talks. If we want to find out more about you, if we want to find your book, if we want to hire you, because I mean, I know right now there's someone sitting who thinks that she's got two kids and can't handle it, who wants to just like get some of your magic. Where do we find you? Do you have an agent or your bookings or how does it all work?
Okay, so you mentioned a book. This is my fourth that I just penned and it's available on Amazon. I've got my YouTube channel where I share a lot of this inspiration. It's called Life of Interruptions. I'm sure you can figure out why.
Life of Interruptions on YouTube. What's your book called?
Life of Interruptions. It's called My Journey to Beautiful.
My Journey to Beautiful.
My Journey to Beautiful.
On Amazon. Life of Interruptions. That's your YouTube channel.
YouTube channel. My latest song with my husband. We've done quite a few, but it's on YouTube. It's called Love Medicine. John and Pearl Ossa. If you go to my Instagram page, at Mrs. Pearl Ossa, one word, at Mrs. Pearl Ossa, you'll find my link tree in the bio, and that connects you to doing. My phone number is there as well. My email address is there. My website, Alice, and I am available to give those corporate talks.
Pearl Ossa, Mrs. Pearl Ossa, thank you so much. You are really incredible, and for taking this time, I know how important your time is, so for taking this time out for us, I really cannot thank you enough. From the bottom of my heart, it's been such a pleasure getting to speak to you. I really think you are phenomenal, and I speak for all women who have listened to you. You're just like out of this world. So just thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.